All right, folks, I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy, and you can be too. And even executive consultants make mistakes from time to time. Folks, I've been on this call welcoming you for the last 10 minutes. I was muted for 7 of those 10 minutes. It can happen to anybody. It happened to me. It could happen to you. It's all good. Hey, listen, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time. This is the way to get your week off to a great start. Come to this call. Have an expectation that you're going to hear something special that's going to make a difference for you, and it'll show up for you. You will hear it. And tonight is definitely no exception. You hear people talking about virtual ambition. September 17th through the 19th, it's going to be on your computer, on your phone, on your laptop, wherever you want it to be, as long as you have access to the internet. Registration is only $99. Go to your back office, get registered. You know they're going to have attendee-only bonuses that are going to be worth more than the registration, especially this year, because your expenses have been cut to almost nil. That's right. The only thing you have to pay is $99 for the registration. You can eat your own food at home. You don't have to travel. You don't have to burn gas. So you know that that attendee-only bonus will more than compensate what it takes for you to be at Virtual Ambition. Make sure you get registered. Folks, by the way, just found out that Walter Bond is going to be one of our speakers again at Ambition. We saw him last year. We loved him dearly. We've got him back. Walter Bond is going to be one of our featured speakers. And another featured speaker we're going to have at Ambition is our guest on the call tonight. Number one income earner in all of Ambit Energy, has been for the last 14 years. One of the top 20 income earners in network marketing worldwide. Been having a really busy season. Please welcome to the call my buddy, Mr. Brian McClure. Brian, welcome, champ.
Hey, I appreciate that, Bear. I don't know about being a featured speaker, but I imagine I'm going to say a couple of words at some point. But
well,
I appreciate
listen, you're always featured when you're always featured when you speak.
Yeah. Well, just ask me about it. I'll tell you how featured I am. Hey, I'm glad to be back on the call. I want to apologize. Last Sunday night, I was actually in the hospital with a cellulitis infection in my foot that happens for me time to time, and so I wasn't able to get on the call because I didn't know if a nurse would be coming in or beeping or, you know, any of that. I just have to get on antibiotics, and I was just there for a couple of days, so it was no big deal. But I apologize for not being on the call last week. I wanted to talk to everybody tonight about something that I've talked about in the past, but I kind of want to just take a different direction on it because I think we're in a different time in how our business operates, and you know, it's just different with the pandemic. I mean, you know, there'll be a new normal at some point, but one of the confusing things is we don't know what the normal is yet. And, you know, and as this thing has gone on and you read all the stuff and this one saying this and that one saying that, and the other one saying the other thing, you know, it's really, really difficult. There's just more and more confusion around it of what's going on. So what I did was I went and looked up a couple of my favorite quotes. I wanted to share some of them with you tonight and comment on them. And one of my mentors that I actually, you know, played basketball in high school, got several college scholarship offers. And y'all know the story. I went to LSU and drank beer and had a lot of fun, but didn't play basketball in college. But my high school basketball coach is mentor, and one of his people that he really followed was John Wooden. Y'all have heard me talk about John Wooden. He's the greatest NC2A men's basketball coach in the history of the men's NC2A basketball. And if you ask John Maxwell who his greatest mentors are, he will tell you his father first and John Wooden second. So John Wooden was a great man. And the quote I wanted to share with you was, "Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do." Let me read that again. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. And, you know, I think in the state of things, you know, we're this state's got this regulation, that regulation, of course, is a rule of the company that we're adhering to, is there's no big group gatherings, you know, obviously no hotel meetings, those sorts of things, or in-home meetings. It's against the policies and procedures of AMBIT at this point. So I think you kind of, you know, everybody has a tendency to dwell on the negative, right? What we cannot do. And what we cannot do is what we have been doing, right? And so it even becomes more confusing in which you can't have meetings, you know, you can't have in-homes, you can't have, you know, one-on-ones or two-on-ones. And even if you attempt to do that, in a lot of instances, if a person doesn't know you and you're trying to show the plan to somebody, they're not going to want to meet you, you know? I mean, Betsy and I are extremely cautious about who comes into our house, much less who I would go to a restaurant. I would never meet anybody at a restaurant that I didn't know, and most people on this call wouldn't meet somebody at a restaurant that they didn't know. You just, you know, there's too many question marks. So, you know, as Coach Wooden said, do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. So what you have to do is you have to take that paradigm and shift it. What can you do? You know, everybody on this call wants to build their AMBIT Energy business. They want to increase their income. They want to get as many people registered for Ambition. You have these goals, aspirations. You're trying to get from RC to SC. You know, you need X number of customers. You need X number of consultants. You need this, whatever. So you have something that you're trying to attempt. And what you have to do is you have to focus out on what can you do. And, of course, corporate has stepped up to the plate and put in great business presentations. You can find that in Power Zone. You know, all over the Internet, there's different individuals and groups that, you know, Holly Martin does a great job and so many others that are doing business presentations that you can tie into. So there's, even if you're not a presenter, and the way you did it before was somebody else presented for you, or they watched the video and then you followed up, you know, there are things that you can do. And I think what I hear a lot of is, what is it that I cannot do? What Napoleon Hill said, another quote I wanted to share with you, he said, if you can't do great things, do small things great. I just love that one, you know. If you can't do great things, then just do small things great. You know, so what are some of the small things you can do? You know, you know, there's nobody preventing you from pulling out your written list, or if you don't have a written list, starting a written list and putting everybody that you know on the written list, and then working hard to fill it in with name, with numbers and information that you may be missing, you know. So that's not a great thing, but it's a small thing. It's important that you can do great. I mean, you got a lot of extra time on your hand. You can build your written list, right? I mean, one of the fundamentals of how this whole thing starts, if you want to build a sales and marketing organization, is it starts with the written list. That's the foundation. You know, it's like if you're trying to build the Taj Mahal and you just back up the concrete truck and just start pouring concrete everywhere and it's not leveled out and reinforcement steel's not in there and the electricity and the plumbing's not stubbed up in it, you don't have forms, I mean, you can have a mess on your hands, right? And so that foundation of that written list is just absolutely critical. But there are a lot of other small things that you can do great. You know, you can learn how to invite. You know, there's a lot of people that are working the business through the Internet. You know, there's people, you know, if you follow Jonathan Drew, you know, he's taking a little bit of a break in the summer. He just made national, lives in Michigan, and he did it all through the Internet, you know, and acquired his customers. He would tie into groups. I don't have time to go into a training of exactly how he does it, but he'd tie into a group, find somebody, show them the business. No different than, you know, if you met somebody and invited them to a meeting or sat down at Starbucks with them. And for those that said no, which the vast majority did, he targeted areas that we had service in. He would convert them into a customer. So that's how the group would acquire their customers. And then, of course, if he was working our market areas, let's say, you know, he's in Michigan, he finds somebody, sponsors somebody in Dallas, then he helps them get the customers, ties them into the training, so on and so forth. And then now he's got somebody on his first level that's working the Dallas market. So, you know, you can start to learn how to invite, and what you can do is you can tie into a lot of the trainings that are available online. You know, I got an email this past week, and it was a rather long email, and they were saying, yeah, I don't know if you listen to suggestions of what you know, somebody might want to learn on your calls. But one of the things that struck me was, is how do I find a mentor? And, you know, I really started to think about that because, you know, in times pre-COVID-19, you know, boom, 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 boom. This is how you find a mentor. You know, you show up at meetings, you know, you make yourself useful, you help, you know, you go to every training that you can go to, you meet as many people as you can, and certainly you don't miss simulcast or ambition and blah, 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 blah. But I started to think about it. So, well, how do you get a mentor in you know, times of COVID-19? You know, that human interaction's not there. And I think you'd be surprised, because the mentality of Ambit has always been is that the sum of the parts is greater than the whole. So, you know, somebody called me back in the day when I was a little bit more active in the business and say, you do a three-way call. I didn't say, well, who are you coded to, or what group you're in, or whatever. I mean, if I could do the call, I'd do the call. And so that mentality, not with me, but for the vast majority of leaders in Ambit, is there. So there's people that are willing to help, but how do you get to meet those people? And I think it's really no different what I've learned, because I've had to grow during the pandemic and how business is done now. You know, what I've learned is that there's a lot of communities out there that people can become a part of and interface with and start to see, hey, this person shows up all the time in this community. This person's always commenting on the training sessions of this leader, you know, on Facebook or what have you. And then just reach out to those people. You know, I mean, everybody's using social media as a form of communication. And so reach out to those people and just say, hey, I've noticed you've been on, you know, several of these trainings or whatever, and would you be open to a short telephone call? And call them up, introduce yourself, tell them where you are in the business. Do not, listen to me strongly here, do not waste their time. You know, they don't want to know that you knit for a living, you got three kids and this and that. Get right to business, because they're busy people. That's why they're successful in the business. And ask them, how could I better tie into you? You know, I really admire and I've learned a lot from you. How could I tie in better to you? And they may have a whole group that you know nothing about. And, you know, create conversation. Tell them that you know how you feel about them, and ask for help. You know, if you keep doing what you've been doing, you're going to keep getting what you've been getting. So whether it's reaching out for mentoring, you know, that's a little bit different methodology than it was in the past. And I think another thing that's occurred, and I don't know if y'all have noticed this, but as I drive around town and go places, people just seem to be angrier or more aggressive in their driving, you know, more people honking horns and you know, just to me, it's kind of craziness. Maybe it's just here in Austin. I don't know. But, you know, people just seem to be a little bit on edge. And I get it. I mean, they're cooped up at home. They're not doing what they want to do. Their entertainment or their relief valve in life has been taken away. And there's a quote that says, we must not allow other people's limited perception define us. So we must not let other people's limited perception define us. And, you know, I started thinking about that, friends and family. You know, I mean, now we've got a little bit more time and everything. It's just that much easier for somebody in your family to dig at you, your friends to dig at you. Oh, you're still doing that stupid thing. Oh, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, whatever somebody else is uneducated, or this quote says limited perception, in a lot of cases it's just total lack of education. and not necessarily lack of education or perception towards ambient energy, but a lack of education perception of what they're capable of life. What is it that they want out of life? Understand that not everybody wants the same things out of life. And even a bigger differentiator is most people aren't willing to pay the price for what they do want out of life. And so what happens is life goes on and, you know, you get stuck with the kids and, you know, that sounded bad, but you know what I mean? You have children and so you're busy with them and then you got this and maybe there's a divorce thrown in there and a lost job and you get fired and, you know, all these things happen to you. Well, for a lot of people, not all of us, but for a lot of people, this pandemic has just thrown fire on top of it. The last figure I heard, I think there are 30 million people unemployed. Government's trying to figure out how to send more aid to those people. You know, the employment can't go back up real, you know, like it used to be until the economy gets back into full gear. And you know, you just think of the lost jobs in the bar and the restaurant business. So, you know, we have all this turmoil and we have all these people that are in the marketplace that, you know, in a lot of cases, they've got some subsidy to get them through, but they're sitting there going, do I really want to go back and be a waiter? Do I really want to go back and be a bartender? Do I really want to go back and do this or do that? And so it has people start to think. And what happens is doubt, fear will take you. What will happen is that you'll start to have doubt. Okay. And the only way you get out of doubt is to take action. Okay. You've got to take action. And so people are out there looking to take action, but at the same time, the limited perception of not just what they think of what's going on in the world, but what's going on in their world is more important. You know, people care what's going on in this whole pandemic thing, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, where the focus is what's happening in my world. Some of us, you know, have jobs and the jobs have continued on, haven't been affected, just working from home now instead of going into an office. And I kind of like that. And, you know, life rolls on, paychecks, and, you know, spending more time with the kids. And so there's some of us on this call that the way this whole thing has evolved in our personal world has been a good thing. There's other people on this call that, you know, wondering how they're going to buy food and pay for their rent and looking for ambient energy to help subsidize that. And everybody in between. But if you want to grow your business, Ambit Energy pays you to do two things. Keep this in mind. To gather a handful of personal customers. Most people on this call have gotten that accomplished for the most part. And help other people do the same thing. Nobody gets paid in Ambit Energy without the acquisition of customers. And so if you're trying to help people do the same thing and you can't meet with them, you can't invite them to a hotel, you can't bring them over to your house for an in-home, whatever, it's how do you do that? You know, and so what happens is that you've got to do what you've got to do to make that step forward. So the vast majority of people, I would guess, that are on this call pre-pandemic, did not do a whole lot online. Now, I know some of you did. Oh, yeah, Brian, I did, you know. You maybe did a little Facebook, you did a little of this, and there's some online marketers probably on this call. But the vast majority of people that are on this call built it more the traditional way. And there's another quote I love. It says, the man who removes a mountain begins by carrying it away in small stones. Okay? So the way you move a mountain is moving small stones. You know, the way you run a marathon is 1 foot at a time, right? And you know, one step in front of the other, in front of the other, and in front of the other with determination. So, you know, here you sit on the call and you say, okay, you know, I'm the whole thing's upset me. You know, I've got issues around the pandemic. I can't meet with people. The way I used to be successful in the business isn't working, or certainly it's at least abridged or limited. You know, what do I do? Well, you start to educate yourself on how to get more in tune on what you can do. You know, goes back to what I was saying is that don't focus on what you cannot do. You know, you got a real clear picture. If you think about it, say, man, I got a real clear picture on what I can't do. Where you're not clear is what you can do, okay? And that's where the focus has to be. What is it that I can do? And so what I'm going to do is on next week's call, I'm going to get a couple of people on the call with me, and I'm going to give you some real-life world suggestions within Ambit of some things that you can do, you know, some success stories, some things that are out there. And then you've got to move one small stone at a time. You know, I know my friend George is on the call, you know, and I know because George is a friend of mine that he's no computer guru, okay? I mean, it just like big old Brian's no big computer guru, okay? But at the same time, I realize that if I want to build my business, if I want to move into the new age, then I've got to move one small stone at a time. So I've been educating myself. A lot of y'all have seen me on Facebook Lives and go, oh, Ryan McClure's on the call. And, you know, he kind of shocked about it. That's all part of the educational process. I have some extra time to do that sort of thing, to begin to educate myself, to move one small stone at a time to move the mountain. You know, so you can sit back and let things be the way things are and not move any stones, or you can begin to educate yourself. And what will happen is if you put it into high gear, it won't take you long. You know, if you slow roll it, then that's fine too. Here's what I want to tell you, my personal opinion, okay? This is my personal opinion. We are never, in network marketing, I'm not just talking about Ambit Energy, it's got nothing to do with Ambit Energy. This is my opinion as a professional network marketer. Network marketing will never, ever, ever be the same after this, ever. The day of the hotel meetings, are they going to come back? I imagine they will at some point. The days of the bigger trainings, are they going to come back? I imagine they will at some point. But that point is down the road quite a ways, several months at a minimum, maybe a couple of years. And what happens is that people adjust. You know, it's like a chameleon, you know, you change. You have to change to survive. And so what's going to happen is a lot of people that did business the traditional way, eyeball to eyeball, which is how I built my business, you know, are, if they don't change, they're not going to grow like they used to. Because, in, you know, is it quicker to show somebody a business presentation on the internet and follow up that way? Or is it quicker to drive across Houston, Texas from downtown to Sugar Land to show somebody the business that may or may not show up? So what I'm trying to tell you is that if you want to become a mega builder in network marketing, you're going to have to change. And while you've got the downtime to learn the change, why not learn it? Now, you can sit up, oh, the pandemic's over. Okay, great. You know, oh, the meeting in Chicago is starting back up at the Westin. You know, I'm so excited. Let's all go. And there'll be 100 people there the first time. You know, or maybe they won't because people will be scared, but, you know, you should have a pretty good turnout. And then it's the same old, and then people, then another little flare-up happens, or this happens, or that happens, or maybe you never catch the momentum in the first place. I don't have a crystal ball, but what I do know is there's one consistency in life. Doesn't matter, I'm not talking about Ambit or anything else. And the consistency in life is change. Nothing stays static. I've been in network marketing for 40 years. I've been in network marketing 40 years, and what I can tell you is that it has changed, fundamentally changed. You know, there was no internet, no cell phones, you know. So all these technological evolutions have changed. Well, now you've got a paradigm shift in how society is going to interact with one another. And that, coupled with the increased use of technology and so on and so forth, network marketing will never be the same. You know, you go back to network marketing of 2019, the beginning of 2020, and that network marketing will never, ever, ever return. How we do business, how we prospect people, how we meet people, so on and so forth, never be the same. Now, it may, I'm not saying there's never going to be hotel meetings, because I think there will be at some point. I'm not ever saying there's never going to be in-home meetings, because I think there will be at some point. Okay, I'm not saying that some of that's not going to come back. I'm saying the way that you build the business and the methodologies that you use if you want to build a mega business, will be different. And you know, this is a guess on my part. Like I said, I don't have any crystal ball, just have a lot of experience. I think it'll be significantly different. I think it'll be massively different. And so if you know what's coming in the future, you can wait for the future and try to figure it out then, or you can start to insert yourself into the equation and say, this business is not going to be like it's been in the past. Whatever success I've had to date or lack of success I've had to date, I've got to change. You know, you've got to change in this business. So I, I hope that I'm bringing value on this call, because what I'm saying on this call, you know, kind of feel like I'm not doing the greatest job on this call, but what I'm saying on this call is really, really important. And next week, excuse me, next week, I'm going to put some meat on the bones. Okay. I want you to think about, you know, have you started to do something different than you did before? And I'm not talking about just getting on a Facebook Live here or there, or, you know, getting on a Zoom meeting. You know, most people have already kind of gone through that learning curve and know how a Zoom meeting works and download the app on their phone and their computer. And if you're not there yet, then, you know, I can tell you, you need to get there quickly. You know, there's some change that's occurred just so that you get yourself the information, but are you using that technology and that change to build the business? Company going to pay you to do two things, gather customers and help other people do the same thing. If you can't figure out in COVID-19 world how to do that, then your income's going to decline. You know, your income's going to, and for a lot of you, it already has. Or you're going to be very hard-pressed to generate income without you, one, understanding that a change has occurred, and secondly, be willing to pay the price for that change. I'm going to read John Wooden's quote one more time. Do not let what you cannot do interfere with what you can do. You can get on next week's call. I don't think there's anybody that's not capable of getting on next week's call. I don't think there's anybody incapable of getting on next week's call. I don't think there's anybody incapable of registering for Ambition. I don't think there's anybody incapable to get everybody on their downline on next week's call. You just have to understand whether you're going to do it or not and be honest with yourself. You know, I'm worried about that. Wait till this whole thing's over and pick it up afterwards. Hey, that's fine. It's your business. You own and operate your own business. You've chosen Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. What I want to do is try to open up your eyes. I can't go do it for you. I can just point you in the right direction. I can tell you some people to look at. I can say, hey, this is working. This isn't working. You can get some testimony. Then you can decide whether you want to hop in the car and drive the car. The car is different. If your car is parked on the side of the road, not running right now, in other words, if you're not making money in Ambit Energy, you're going to have to get out of the car, not change the vehicle, but you're going to have to get out of the car and get the car running again, okay? The vehicle's Ambit Energy. We're not talking about changing Ambit Energy. What we're talking about are the methodology in which we execute the businesses that we own and operate that Ambit Energy drives the revenue to. So Ambit Energy's the income producing engine, if you will. We've just got to learn to get off of stick shifting and get into 10 speed automatic transmissions and 454 engines and turn that car on and make it happen. So with that, Bear, I'm going to close it out. I'm going to encourage everybody one last time, get you and all your people on the call next week. Good night, everybody.
Hey, Brian, one question before you go.
Yep.
One of the things that I've had a conversation or two with some people, and I understand this, a lot of the quote-unquote older folks that are not tech-savvy really don't know where to get started. Like, they don't know what to do to get into this new technology, to get into the new ways of doing things. On next week's call, can you have somebody address that for us?
Yeah, that's exactly, in essence, that's exactly what next week's call is going to be about, you know, kind of a one, two, three, here's where you start. And then over the next couple of weeks, we'll put some more meat on the bones. But, I just wanted everybody to understand you got to change on tonight's call. And next week, we're going to start talking about giving some direction around the change.
Awesome. Awesome. Listen, glad to have you back, Champ.
Well, Kevin, it's good to be back. Beats where I was last Sunday night, I can tell you that, buddy.
Hey, I got you. I got you. Okay, folks, so here's the marching orders. Next week, we each need to get somebody else on the call. Get some people on the call who have been hesitant about moving into the new technology or making changes or confused and frustrated about how to get their businesses to move forward under the circumstances that we have now, the new normal, if you will. Let's pack the call next week. Let's get the information, okay? Brian, thanks for being on the call once again. Those of you who want to hear this call a second time, or you need to share it with someone else, Norbert will put a post on Facebook, part of the new technology for some of you. He'll put a post on, and you'll be able to listen to that. Or you can go to topambitleaders.com on, say, Tuesday about noonish. It should be there, and you'll be able to share this information and get other people on the call that really want to know how to make it happen, okay? I'm going to open up the lines and have you say goodbye to Brian. Hold on.